Someone sitting in the public domain, and someone else comes along and he trods on his clothes. Or the guy comes along and he spits next to him, and by mistake he touches the spit. So now what? What are we concerned about? Obviously, that the other person is a zav, and if he's trod on his clothes, he's made his clothes impure, and he's impure. Or if he spat there, the spit of a zav, as we've said before, is impure. And if he's touched that, so he's impure. But we don't know if the other person is a zav or not. So how do we deal with this case? It says the Mishnah, al rukay surfin esatruma. For the spit, we burn truma. Even though it's in a public domain, and normally with in a public domain we go lenient. With the spit of a zav, we treat strictly. We actually mentioned it in a previous Mishnah. It was 4:5, Mishnah 4:5. Chapter 4, Mishnah 5, is quoted over here. And it's in a case of the spit of a zav, saliva of a zav, we go strict. So even though it's where we think it's a zav, right, in a public domain. But in the case where he stands on the clothes, holchin achar harov. So in this case, we would go off to the majority of people over there. Right, so he brings over here, if most of the city dwellers are Zavim, I don't know if you'd know that, but if most of the city dwellers are Zavim, so then his clothes would be impure by Midrash impurity. If most are not, so then he would be fine and he would be impure. He's got to do a bit of a survey. Yeah. Yashin Barushus Arabim, next case, he sleeps in the public domain for Ahmad, and when he gets up, right, afterwards he gets up. Kalev Tmeim Midras. So now we assume that his clothes are impure. Why? Because, sorry, this is Deborah Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, because a lot of people now might have trodden on his clothes, and in that lot of people, someone might have been a Zab, because he slept there. He was there for a long time. But the rabbis say no. They say this is a case of a doubt in the public domain, and they hold with their principle that he is, that we are pure in this case. Naga be'echad belaila, next case, he touches someone in the middle of the night. He doesn't know if the person that he touched was alive or dead. We've had a similar case before, but that wasn't in the public domain. This is in the public domain. When he gets up in the morning, he gets up and he finds that the person he touched had passed away. Rabbi Meir says he is pure. And what's the reason he's pure? Because it's uncertainty in a public domain, and therefore we follow that principle. But the rabbis say, no, he's impure, because there's a competing principle that we've mentioned before, that is shekol hatumus kashias mitzasam, that all impurities are at the time that we found them. And since we found the guy now dead, so that overrides the principle of doubt in a public domain, and so the chachamim, this person would be impure. Brings the card here at the end of that the halacha follows the chachamim in this case.